Toyde, the Toyway, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning. In Svara Makdashim, there's a great kesher chazak va'omitz between Chodesh Tammuz, Yimei Ben Hametzorim, and the union of Shabbos b'chal, Frati Shabbos, Shabbos Chodesh, Parsh Pinchas. First of all, Ram Shor brings in Alech Palivuv, Tammuz 453 is Gimatria Yom HaShvi. And he says that explains that all of the Yemei Zachol are Achonah to Shabbos, over the Iker Achonah is Dafka Erev Shabbos, Pasuk, Pahel Yem HaShishi, Vechinu Eth HaShar Yadil. And therefore Tammuz is Tam Vov Zayin, Oisis. The Iker is Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, and he brings that Shishi plus Shvi is Gimatria 1002, which is Gimatria Yidr Shemayim, and the Gemara famously says in Masechta Shabbos that the Eibush told Moshe Matona Toiva Yeshu Beis Gnozai B'Shabbos Shmo, and everyone knows Matona Toiva Beis Gnozai is Gimatria Yidr Shemayim. In other words, Shabbos is a day that brings a Yid to Yidr Shemayim. It's Mashpia Yidr Shemayim. There was a Matona Toiva Beis Gnozai. And the Gemara says in Brachas, Eloi LaKadosh Baruch Hu Beilomai Ela Oitzer Shnu Shemayim Bilvat. Aida is also Shabbos. Is the Charaya says the Kodesh Shemagid Navoiz Yisrael B'Shem Nizik Shemagid that Shabbos and Yerushalayim is Kachada also. It's one shtick. And with this one understands, it says in Pasuk and B'Shalach by Yom Hashvi Yotzu Menaam Lilkoi. They went to collect the money against the Tzivuy of Moshe Rabbeinu, immediately afterwards, and because of that, Vayovei Amolek Vayiluch. And Amolek came because of lack of Shemir Shabbos. Why? Because what is Amolek? Va'ata Oyev Yageya V'lo Yirei Elikim. Since Shabbos is Yerushalayim, and Chil Shabbos is the opposite of Yerushalayim, therefore Amolek comes because of the lack of Shemir Shabbos. And with that, this forum also explains that the although generally have a principle we discussed countless times, that's Charmitzo by Alma Leka, for Shmir Shabbos, there is a reward, as the Gemara says, Shabbos, Tafkuf Yutes. People in other lands, how did they become rich? In the schus that the Mechabed des HaShabbos. It's Charmitzo by Alma Leka, no reward in this world. Is the Charayit, right? What is the reason why it's Charmitzo by Alma Leka? Says the Vayikar Rabbah, Medrash. Because there's a principle, miyek dimani vashal. The Eibishter gives you a house and you make a mic and a mezuzah. The Eibishter gives you children and you make a kayim mitzvah chinuch. Or but there's one mitzvah where you can't say miyek dimani is the inyan of Yerushalayim, because the Gemara says, akol b'dei shemayim, chutz mi Yerushalayim. So for Yerushalayim, there's chan mitzvah by Alma. Asher Alkein, since Shabbos is one thing with Yerushalayim, Asher Alkein, the Schar Mitzvah. And for this same reason, Chazal tell us that Shkula Shmir Shabbos can get all Taryag Mitzvahs. Because the Sforim say the whole Yesoid of all Shmir Mitzvahs is Yerushalayim. And Shabbos, the Yerushalayim. With this you understand, it's brought the Sforim, the Moshe Rabbeinu, it says he comes down from the mountain, and it says, Vaya'aron v'chol b'nei Yisrael, Moshe v'ni Koran, Oyer p'ponov, Vayiru, next word, migeshesev. They were chura scared to approach Moshe because he was shining, kirun ponim, and all the mafarshim asked. It sort of said, "Api digduk, vayiru lageshes elo." What do you mean, migeshes elo? And this forum tight, everyone knows. The Gemara says, the pasuk says, "Va'atu Yisrael, Hashem lekecho shel mi'imachim liir." The Gemara famously asked, "Altu yira miltra zutrasi." And the Gemara says, "In the Gabe Moshe, Milter Zutasi." The pasuk is not addressing Moshe; it's addressing every single Jew. And for every ordinary Jew, Yerushalayim is a gavaldig madrash Milter Zutasi. So the Sforim tight, in the Gabe Moshe as mistake. If you're standing at Dalat Amis, the Sivas of Moshe Rabbeinu is Mashpia Yerushalayim, and therefore it's for that generation. Therefore, it's a Milter Zutasi. That's it. Vayiru migeshes elub. How did Klal Yisrael have Yerushalayim from the Kirin or Pnei Moshe, which is Yerushalayim. It says that Rabbi Yonasan brings it to Rabbi Yonasan that the Karnei Hoy came to Moshe b'schus Hashabbos. Ah, you just told me it came b'schus Yerushalayim. It's the Karaya who Asher Divarnu that Yerushalayim and Shabbos is one thing. And the Merumah is in Tikkun HaZoyer. The first word of the Torah, you don't got to be a genius, is Bereishis. And Bereishis, everyone knows, is Oseus Yorei Shabbos. And the Tzaddik brings the Zohar HaKadosh that the Yerushalayim is Shoyre in Shabbos. And therefore, what is the first? They have three Suddhas on Shabbos. The first Suddha, well, Shabbos, is the Zohar Arizal says the Suddha of Yitzchok. Because you start off Erev Shabbos, Leil Shabbos with Yira. And from them, in the further Suddhas, you come to Madregas and Alam. And therefore we say in Me'ein Shiva, we say Lefon of Navoid, the Yira of Fachat, Shabbos must be a Yira. And the Mishnah says in Peya that even Amoret doesn't lie on Shabbos because the Eimah Shabbos Alam. And the Gemara says in Yevam is Loimi Shabbos Atam is Yare, Elam Nishat Siva La Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of Yira. The Horashi in Tainis Tavches on the Pasuk, Bezarchal Achem, the Yirei Shmi, Shemesh, Dokum Rap. Who is the Yirei Shmi? Shemir Shabbos. And the Gemara in Yevamah, that's how the Gimel says, Man Tilmud, the Yirei Shem, the Kechol, Ayomim Chazal Darshit. Eilu Shabbos, Yom Tzim. Shabbos is the Chir Shemai. I, just parenthetically, let me just add, every school child is going to ask and scream at me and throw rocks. Hello, how could I say Shabbos is the Chir when every school is discussed numerous times that Shabbos is the Chinas? Av. Thousands of rayas, the famous Bnei Yisalskar, B'shem the Teres Svi, Shabbos is Gimatshah, Ava B'chol Lev, Ava B'chol Nefesh, Ava B'chol Me'oy, Yitzv Lev brings B'shem the Choyza, famous, Sheish Yis Yomim, Tavri. 6 days a week, Ayid is B'vchinas Evin. Uveyem Shvi, Tishba is Shabbos is B'vchinas Ben, B'vchinas Ava. As we discussed like hundreds of times, Nor Pshat is, first of all, the Kal Godel, the Yisoides of Rabbeinu Becharya, the Archaim HaKodesh, but it's brought from the Gdush Levi, and the Yamagod, and the Shemagid, the Iker Avoida of a Yid, this is Lasata, is Yerushalayim. You serve Hashem with Yir, you work on Yerushalayim, the Eibush gives you a Matona Lamaila, which that's the Avoida's Matona, etin is gunaskam, the Eibush is mashpia you av. The Ava comes to the Rechonela after Yerushalayim. Which, by the way, so how does Shabbos start? Shabbos starts, Erev Shabbos, Friday night, starts with Pachad Yitzchok. And from there you come to a much higher level. What do we say in the Zmiris? Echsoif, Shabbos, Noyam HaNashama, is Vashvi, Oin Legarucha, is the Eidin HaNefosh, is Liz Adain, next words. Why does Ava and Yira L'chura, the Seder is Faker? First, from the Ava, from Shabbos, then you come to a Hecher, a Yira Yilah, a higher level of Yira, and there's hundreds and hundreds of Rayas. That's why the Chazal said, the Gemara says in Shavuos, that Zachar B'Shamar B'Dibur Echot. Zachar is a Mitzvah Asay, Shamar is a Loisei. Asay is a Ava, Loisei is Yira. Why is it B'Dibur Echot, Shein HaPel Yochel Adaber, Vein Oyl Yochel Vishmaya? Because on Shabbos, you get both Ava and Yir. But where does it start? In our Avoida, Midosato, it starts from Yir. So therefore, Shabbos, Matona Teyu Beis Gnoza, Yizgimachi, Yerushalayim, and that you're given every Shabbos. This has a connection of Ava V'Yira, Davka to this week's Parsha, Parsha's Pinchas, which is always connected to Avoida of Yubei Ben HaMetzor. Because, first of all, how did the Pasuk start? This week's parsha. I'll give you the kitzur because there's so much to say. The pasuk says Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron hakoy heishiv is chamos. So you don't got to be a rocket scientist to figure out. L'chura Chazal already asked why is the pasuk here in Reish Parshas Pinchas misyachis? Who is this Pinchas that is ben Elazar? We already know his yichus from the end of last week's parsha, Parshas Bo. How do you spell Pinchas? In this week's parsha, it's spelled Molin. Elsewhere, it's spelled Pein Nun Chesamach. It says in Zohar HaKadosh, in this week's parsha, initially his name was Pinchas Chosin. After the whole Maisa, when he killed Zimri, and Porchon Nishmosu, and miracles happened. And the Eibishter made Tchias HaMeitzvim for Pinchas. His name was changed from Pinchas Choser to Pinchas Molayut. Hello? You don't got to be a rocket scientist to reckon the Zohar HaKadosh already said. Pinchas Molay is Gematria 208, which is Gematria. You want to give you a multiple choice question? Hananya Yontov Lippo. Pay 2, Menachem Mendel. Or 3, Yitzchak. Take your choice. Yitzchak. Who was the first person ever who actually experienced Chiyas HaMeizim? Yitzchak, by the Akedah, the first three brachas of Shemana Esra, the bracha of Mechayim Meisim was Nesakin by Yitzchak by the Akedah. So Pinchas was added to Yud, which is Gematria Yitzchak. And therefore, the extra Yud in Pinchas, right, brings down mamtik all the dinim, the avodah of Yitzchak, as we'll discuss. And therefore it says, it says in Menoyim, all the Sforim, that last week, Balak and Bilman, what were they trying to do? They tried to ma'ir the gvuras, the dinim of Bein HaMitzor. Therefore they were trying to ma'ir the egel, as Chazal say Rashi brings. Yeah? What did Pinchas do? Heishim es Chamosim. Heishim es Chamosim is Gimachia 1176. Which every school child could reckon, is how many days are there in the 21 days of Bein HaMetzorim? Very good. 21. How much is 21 times Yom? 1,176. Heishiv is Chamosi, Pinchas, through his Maisa Kanos, which is Lechura, Din, severity, harshness, punishment, bloodshed, etc., etc. With that he was Bekaneas Kinosi, right? However, with that, he was Ma'ir Gavaldiger Rachman, Vekas HaRoimach. Roimach is Oisius Rachim. Rachim is Gimachia Yitzchak. Abram, hello. He was Ma'ir Gavaldiger Sodom and Rachman called Yisrael. It's a bit of a contradiction. Actually, the Chartkuber brings it into Yisrael, a Mais and Ma'ir. I think I probably say this every year because my favorite Mais of Parshas Pinchas. There was Ingerman, Chsidish Ingerman. And he was Makusher Belevon Nefesh of Shalom Shachna Aprovich. The father of the holy Rishoner, who was an Einikel of the Magen. Fine, yeah. But at the time, Shalom Shachter was, Abramovich was eating kes by his Shver, i.e. the Marinayim of Chernobyl. And this younger man, his wife was a Machshelaledes, and his wife was a Chplatzin, and she told him, go to the Marinayim, go to the Chernobyl Rebbe, who was from this Kana of Murim, called the Shvitor, and ask him, be masking me, and ask him to be Peil Yeshus. He went, as his wife instructed, he went to the Marinayim. The Marinayim told him, you go to your Rebbe. Your Rebbe is Shalom Shach. This is Edom, grand, great Edom. Okay? The Marinayim kicks him out, tells him to go to Shalom Shach. No? He went to him. His door is locked. I.e. he went to bed. But his wife is in Shalom Sefashis. He banged on the door, and Shalom Shachna opened the door, and he screamed at him, right? How dare you wake me up from my sleep? Hello? Which is like, your man is shocked. And then immediately he adds, Mazel Tov, your wife just gave birth to a Ben Zoch. The next day, this younger man meets the Marinayim, and he asks him what happened with your Rebbe last night, and he told him, go for those. So the Marinayim was starting this ball, right? And he said, Azaham So, right? Azaham So, Habich Nish gekent Peil. Dafka through the harshness, Dafka by being Zoyim and screaming at him, he was Mavatl Dinim, and his wife gave birth to a Ben Zohar. And the Gimzei Yisrael, the Chartkuber brings, this is Pshat by Pinchas, Bidinhu Chazal Haloshin, Bidinhu Shiitul Chara, Dafka through Midas Hadin, the Kanos of Pinchas, that brought Rach, which is the Bechina of, I think, Eish Oichla Eish. Eish, which is Gevurah, one Eish of Yerushalayim eats up all the other Pchodim and Gevuras in the world. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Pinchas here has, like, umiyachas him again. Why? You remember Rashi on the pasuk Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Ha'odom? Over there, the word Vayitzer is written with uniquely two yuds. But all the other balechayim Vayitzer with one yud. Why? But so Rashi already said this is soit tchias amazim in kamakoymis. Tchias amazim from the beginning of the creation of man, the Eibishter instilled within the teva of man that he will stand up for tchias amazim. Mashiach came by other balechayim, a rhinoceros doesn't have a din. So Vayitzer with one yud. Mashiach came by Adam, Vayitzer with two yud, with the remez on Tchias HaMeizim. Oy bazoy, the extra yud, the remez on Tchias HaMeizim. By Pinchas was added a yud, because he had now Tchias HaMeizim. Where is the mocker of Tchias HaMeizim in Chelek, the beginning of Tafsadik and Sanhedrin? Because it says, when Asatim Oysam, you give Trumas Meizer to Aaron HaKoyit. Shells of the Shaila of the Gemara asked, is Aaron Kayim Lo'ilam? Who befrati never went to Eretz Yisrael? And Trumas HaMeizer only Chal in Eretz Yisrael. Is the Charayim Nikam the Tchias HaMeizim in HaPerim? So the whole mocker of Tchias HaMeizim is Aaron HaKoyin. Whom Tuis the Pasuk comes, Pinchas again, Ben Elazar, Ben Aaron HaKoyin, to Meyachazim after Aaron, who's the mocker of Tchias HaMeizim. And therefore, says the Tzilut Tzadik, Pinchas ben Elazar is gimatria b'chayi ha-meizim. How do you like that? And the Vaheshev is Chamosi, same letters as Tchias ha-meizim. Work it out. Same letters. Okay. And therefore, Pinchas becomes Yitzchak, the first person of Tchias ha-meizim, which also 208, Yitzchak, Pinchas, is gimachia, Nachmu, because Dafka through the dinim of Yitzchak, Lassid Lavi, will say to Yitzchak, Din ki ato avinu. And therefore, remember there's a pasuk in Tilim, Dabra Melech, and it says, Vayamoy Pinchas, Vayefalel, Vayteotzer hamageifa, Utztaka, Techoshev, something to that effect, yeah? Techoshev, Utztaka, Ad Oilam. What is the gematria of Pinchas Choser? Imakoilo, 199, which is gematria Tzedakah. Techasha, you did a mice of the Kom of Kino. Vayokom is gematria 156. Who else is gematria 156? Hello, folks. Yosef, which is gematria Kino, because he's Makana for the Zima of Zimri Ben Salu. From this nekoma, from this kina, comes gewaldige chsodim, itechoshev leilitztoka. He creates rachim, and therefore Pinchas is called Ntoyer Sholim. He's Sholim, because when you mechaber different midas, you bring shlemus, you bring brachos, etc., etc. When Sholim, makes Sholim in chesed and gevura, and therefore he creates Sholim ben Yisrael avim shamayim, etc., etc. Therefore Pinchas is that Ntoyer HaKodesh is really made of two words. Hello? Pen Chos. Let's take a word. Chos. What does Chos mean? So the Tzaddikim say that, the Chesed Lavrom. You remember the thing called Moror? You know, Pesach, hello? And Moror is Gimatria Moves. Moror is bitter, right? But one of the types of Moror is called Chaso. Why it's called Chaso? Say Chazal. Shechos Rachmon Alon, the Eibush has mercy on us. And you take from Mora Gimatria Mavis and you make Chos. What is Gimatria Chos? Hello? 68, which is Gimatria, hello, folks. This is like Aleph Beis. Chayim. You take from Mavis and you turn it into Chayim. Pen, Chos. What is Pen? 130. How much is Dinim HaKoil? Hello? 65. How much is 2 times din? Din lamailo, din lamato? 130. Pen, chos. You transform dinim, sukburis, negative things, misa, into chayim, into rachmanis. And therefore it says, bidin hu shi'itil schori. Oh, you remember that when the Abish, you don't got to go very far, you're not going to be a big genius to figure this out. Bereishis bara. Elikim, and Rashi's betchila alu machshava livery as olam midas hadin. That's trapped. But the Gemara says in bracha the tzaddikim and noitlim bezroya al pidin. They don't need rachmanas. They're worthy. And therefore, what is the words after Bereishis Hello? Bor Elikim, 289, is Gimachia Pinchas Nodov Aviv, because that's the Neshama of Pinchas, the Neshama of Nodov Aviv, entered into Pinchas Kiyodua. Therefore, he's called Pinchas, who till now was Ben Elozer, and now that he has the Neshama of Nodov Aviv, is also Ben Aaron. And Aaron is Koyin. And Koyin is Uchinas, Tumecha Birecha Leish. Chasidecha, right? At 289, Gimachia Bora Elikim, Gimachia Pinchas Nodav Aviv, is Gimachia 289, is Teref, as it says in Tilim, Teref Nosan, Lirei of Deka. Those of Yerushamayim are Bedinah Jitil Schorah, Yitzchor Le'olam Brisa, and therefore he's given a Bris Olam. If you take the word Yitzchok, who personifies Din, Yud Zadi Cheskuf, the Mili of Yitzchok is Gimachia Schar. Amazing. The Dafka Midas Adin, the Mili of Yitzchak, is the Bedin who she eats us for. Okay. Adkan, the introduction of Shabbos. Let me just be man. Said in all the Sforim Akdashim that the Shabbosis of Yimei Ben HaMitzorim are like the most erhoiban, lofty, exalted, simchadik Shabbosis of the whole year. Because I'm not going through this. Looking at Yisrael, all the Sforim, with various Cheshbonos, all this 21 days of Yom Tov and Kal Yisrael, 21 days from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, the Sheirish, the Mocker of all the 21 days of Simcha Bayidin is in the 21 days of Bein HaMetzorim. The Simonach Ach Tov Yisrael, Ach is 21. Huh? My dear, sweet, holy brother, you're not the first person who ever asked that. I and Marsha, we could talk about it. I did talk about it in previous years, and if you forgot it, it doesn't pay to say it again because you'll forget it again. But just, well, trust me, the whole shmizim. as the Marvishomer says, l'fi erech di yirido. And the shiflus and the michus of the Yimei Ben HaMetzorim, Yimei Chol, is the aliyah and the hoibinkeit of the Shabbosis. As I say every year, the famous verse of the Holy Tver Shlema, Pasuk says, we say it first in the Zemer L'chadoidi, Rav Loch Shabbos Ve'Eimek HaBochot, the Shabbos Ve'Eimek HaBochot Ben HaMetzorim, or the hoibin, as it says in the Pasuk in Tver Shlema, brings Hashem Elikeinu Diver Eleinu B'choyrev Leimer Rav Lachem Sheves. And he explained that Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYokayim, right, you had Yom Tov, and on Yom Tov you made Aliyah L'Regel, on Yom Tov you brought all kinds of Karbonos, and through the Karbonos you had Gevaldik Kapor in the heavens open, etc. Bizman Churban, there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no nothing. So what is the kiyum of Chal Yisrael? The only Eitzah is Shabbos. Because Shabbos, the Gemara says, Mekadesh V'Kayma. We say Mekadesh HaShabbos. Mashiach in Yontif is Mekadesh Yisrael. Yisrael in the Mekadesh L'Zmanayu. It's Yidin who make it. And B'Zman She'en Beis HaMikdash, Yontif felt. Mashiach in Shabbos, which is permanent, it's never destroyed. The Eitzah is Dafka Shabbos. And that is Meramis. What the Eibush said, Matona Toiva Yeshli, the Beis Kenoze, even after Churim Beis HaMikdash, where did the Eibush do it, the Beis HaMikdash? He took it, the Beis Kenoze, it's Nigdash L'mayla, you still have the Bechina of Shabbos. And therefore, says the Holy Tver Shleimah, the Shabbosis of Beit HaMetzorim are more Choshev L'mayla than the Shabbosis, listen, that's a word, it's a word you could dance with on a Shabbos. He said, the Shabbosis of Beit HaMetzorim are more choshev than the Shabbosis of Bezman Shabbat Neshoi Yakayim. Because when there was the Beis HaMikdash, so there was the Yichudim, the Inyonim, whatever Bruchni is, you would pay the whole week. Masha Einkein, Bishas, Einek HaBocha. Right? Hashem Lekadiyah, B'choyriv, even after Churban, Rav Lochem Shabbos. So the Shashuim, the Tainuk, the Eibush to get from the Shabbos and the Yid in Bein HaMetzorim is so incredible. Oh, Tir Tzoharet, the Shabbos itself, Bizman HaGolos, Bifrat Bein HaMetzorim, Bifrat, let me just add. There's a pasuk which says, Nachnu, you heard the word Nachnu? Nachnu Navar Chalutzim. Another part of the story says, Kulonu b'nei ish echad, nachnu. Another pasuk says in Eicha, Nachnu poshanu marinu avato leisalach. What's going on? So it's brought from the Meisoscha, brings b'shem choyze. What does Nachnu mean? It's like Anachnu, without the album. We. The choyze says Nachnu from the Loshen Menucha. Nachnu chatonu poshanu, we didn't keep Shabbos properly, v'ato leisalach. Why? Because how does Shuvah help? We discussed here like every week, like for hundreds of years. Hello. Because Shabbos, Yidin of Echinas, born. Because Av. Right? Hello? Shuvah only helps because we are like a Bonim. And Av Shemochel, Kvedi, Kvedi, Mochel. And what's the symbol that Yidin are called Bonim? Shabbos. Aber Nachnu, Chatonu, Pashanu, Defa Va'ato, Lo Yisolach. So the Tikkun is what? Therefore, Nachnu Navar Chalutzim Dafka through Shabbos, and therefore, and Shabbos is going creates Achdus rather than Echad. Achdul Echad, the Shimcha Echad, and we can't solve the Echad Boris. Therefore, Nachnu Navar Chalutzim, etc., etc., etc. And for that reason, since Shabbos is beside the Achdus, right? Therefore, Shabbos, the Gemara says what? That a per kol Hashem or Shabbos kol Chosu afilu Oyver Avay Dzora Kedoshel Enosh. Therefore, Shabbos is Mesakin on the Chet to Egel. What is the beginning of Beben Abitzorim, Shavuos HaBetamuz, which the start of Shavuos HaBetamuz is the Shiras Aluchas Chet to Egel, and Shabbos is Mesakin the beginning. Which, by the way, let me just add just another vort, because I said this 100 times, famous vort. There's a gewaldige Shem Yishmul. I say this every year. It's like a Kabbalah from the Choyza. The pasuk says in Nochum, the beginning, Loisokum Pamayim Tzor. What's a Loisokum Pamayim Tzor? We know there's a principle which lady is Meirich. Every Yom Tov, why do you celebrate every Yom Tov? Not because 3,000 years ago the Abish was out of Mitzrayim, or once 3,000 years ago the Abish gave us Torah and Shavuos. Every year, the Inyonim, Ayom Eilun, this Koran, Benaisim, happen again. When is this true? The history is secular, as Art Scroll preface to something says. Dafka Fargut. For good things, positive things, Kedusha, it happens again every year at that time. Ayom Eheim Bezmanazem. Masha Enkin, the Pasuk says, the Choyza says, Loisokum Pamayim Tzora, negative things, Churban, pain, etc., etc., happen once and then it's taken away. Hello? Shtelzach, the obvious klotzkash, oibazoi, so why do we keep Shavuos HaBetamuz and Shbeim HaTzor and Tishvav if leisokum pamayim tzor? Says the Shem Yishmul Gevalt. What happened on Churban Beis HaMikdash? Eile p'kudei HaMishkan Mishkan Eidus, the Eibush took away our Beis HaMikdash as a mashkin, and with that, the chatoyim of Kol Yisrael were erased because of our suffering, because of our punishment. And therefore became a kapor, which is the secret why the Gemara says in Yuma, Daf Nun Dalit, that Kishen Nichtesu Nochem Lehechel, they saw the kruvim, Mu'urim Zebazeh. I shall look the Kashi, the Gemara says about Basel Lamites, when is kruvim Mu'urim? Bizman Shi Yisrael, Oysir Mitzvah Nishal Mokim. In Haraya, after the Churban, the Eivis Mechav Nishal Yisrael. Clean slate. Why do we celebrate? Why do we celebrate? Why do we commemorate the Churban? Because the kapora that happened once again can happen again to us if we wake up and smell the coffee. Hello, and that's why the Shabbosis of the like, other things speaks about the chshivas of Shabbos Chazoin. The Shabbos, which is kuldinim, is abrimine, is parashim, is achra. That is the Shabbos that is the haschol of the. Kapora of the good things that are happened. The negative is leisokum pamayim tzor. Who is the person who personifies hamtokes hagvuris nachzon yenenu Pinchas? He took from the gvuris bedin, and with that he brought. And therefore, Pinchas is always read b'smichas b'beina tzor. And therefore, the Sfarim HaKadoshim say Pinchas includes in it all the yamim tovim, because it's the moker of all simcha. At the moment, it's Rav Tuv had softened the tzaddikim. It's softened when Mashiach will come. By the way, the months of Tammuz of correspond to which part of the face? I said this last week, I think.
The eyes.
The eyes. Because it says in Pasuk, Eini, Eini, you're the Mayim. Lo'asid Lo've, it says, Ki Ayin Ba'ayin, Yiru B'shuv Hashem Tzion. And therefore, the Pasuk says, Gal Einai, 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 Va'abita Niflois Miteir Asecho. Hello. The Vchinas Einai. Pinchas is otherwise known as, what's his surname? Otherwise name? No. Elio. Pinchas Elio plus Elio. No. 208 plus 52 is what? 260. Hello, are you with me? Which is two times your nose, your ear, or your eye. 130 times 2 is 260. Pinchas Elio, Hamtoka Zagvuris, is the Hamtoka for the Bechinas Einayim. Hello. How does the Torah end? Last words, Asher also Moshe. Let it go. Umaskifin Ascholo Lashlamos. We connect this to Bereshis. Bereshis 913, as every school child will know, is Gimachia, Nechemya ben Chushil, Menachem ben Amir, plus Elio. The two, the Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, and Elio. And therefore we say, Asher also Moshe, Moshe was Nesakin, the Einei Kol Yisrael, which is Tamuz enough. How? By connecting us to Bereshis, which is the two good. So far, so good. I'm saying one more word by introduction. Chazal say Gemara Shabbos of Kufiches Kolam Aniges Hashabbos Noisin Loi Nachal Obli Mitzor. Shneimar Az Zanegav Hashem Vachalticha Bamsi Oret Vachalticha Nachal Es Yain Kivoich. So you may Aniges Hashabbos, you get a Nachal Obli Mitzor. The Sfarim Akleishim will say various stories and issues and whatever. Nachal in Shabbos of Bein HaMitzorim, there's no Bein HaMitzorim. Nachal of B'li Mitzorim, which is Nachal as Yankov Avicha. Nachal as Yankov Avicha is Gimachia 703, which is Gimachia what in Makoil? What 702? Shabbos. Shabbos. Shabbos in Makoil is Gimachia Nachal as Yankov Avicha. Ah, you'll ask me, why is it in Makoil? Why is it in B'chuvin? Says the Ermole, the cousin from his brother, because it does goof for Shabbos, Nachal B'li Mitzorim. There's no boundaries. So Shabbos is Pirate, it's one more, it's in Makoil. Now, I got news for you. What are the Haftarahs of Bein HaMitzorim? This week, what are you going to read in your synagogue? Next week, Shimu Dvar Hashem. Shabbos afterwards, Chazoyin Yishayo Ben HaMitzorim. Hello? What is the Gimachia of Divrei Shimu Chazoyin? 703, which is Shabbos in Makoil, which is Gimatria Nachlas Yankov Avicha. Yeah? Because Balak and Bilam wanted the Ma'ir Yimei Ben HaMitzorim. Yes? And Pinchas was Heshev is Hamosi Me'al B'nei Yisrael. Says the Armoli, the Kata Al B'nei Yisrael, Gimatria Divrei Shimu Chazoin, which Gimachia Nachlas Yankov Avicha, he was Ma'ir Dafka Tchsodim Shabbos Nachla B'li Mitzor. Nor he says, the Armoli, I want to like just add a word, and I hate saying my own things, but just, he says, but the Pasuk says, B'lei Chilisius B'nei Yisrael B'kinosi, so the Armoli, the Kostner wants a Taich, based on a famous B'nei Yisrael, I've said this like countless times, everyone knows the Shem Adnai. Yes, Aleph, Dalis, Nun, Yud. Each one of those four letters is a milui, as three words. Hello? Three letters. Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. Nun is Nun Vav Nun. Dalis is Dalis Lamed Tov. Nun Vav Nun, Yud Vav Dal. You got me, hello? How much is four times three for any mathematician? 12. How many months are there in the year? 12. Very good. So Kumto is that each month of the Yud Beis Chodesh Hashanah is Mechuvin Kineged another Ois of the Miluyim of Shem Ad. Good. Aleph is the first 3 months, this near Sim. So what Tammuz of an El? Tammuz and of Dalid Lamid Tav. Hello? But without the El, what do you got? Dal. Dalid Lam. Are you with me? Are they alive here? Yeah. Al Derech Zeh, what is the Chush of Tammuzov. Tammuz is what? We said last week, Barichos, Re'iyah. Einai. Av is Shmir. Elul is Asir. Without the Elul, what do you got? A Resh in the Shin, which is what? Rosh. Dal and Rosh are two synonyms. Impoverished months. Then comes El, Yahakar and Da'ayin, and you create the word. From Dal, you have a Delis, as in the Dalis of Adnai, and you have an Ayin in the Shin, between the Shin and the Resh, and you have Shar. And that's Pshat. When it comes Elul, and we start saying Slichas, we say Kidalim Ucheroshim. The Faknu, the Secha, the Beseya, Shar, the Doifke, the Shuva, as the Bnei Yisrael is Meir. So that's at Lechilisi, as Bnei Yisrael, Es Bnei Yisrael, 1004, which is Gimachia, Shar, and Delos. So far, so good. So you gotta wait till El. So says the Ermo. I want to say a different word. That the Shar and Delos, you don't gotta wait to El, you could already Chaparain in Tavos. Let me try to explain. Now I'll copy. I'm only saying my introduction to the shir today. I never got to the shir. It's like I once saw on a refrigerator. My wife only serves leftovers. The original meal has never been found. I never get to the shir. I got to get to the introduction. Okay, let me. You remember? It's not a few months ago. We had like a festival called Passover Pesach. Yeah. And how many cups of wine do you have at your seder?
Four.
Very good. So far, so good. But then. At some juncture after benching, before benching, whatever, depending on your minig is, we pour a fifth cup, which we call the cup of Eliyahu, with another name for Pinchas. So far, so good. And we open the Delos, and we say, hello, what is this fifth cup? So we have a fifth cup, because there's four Lashonas of Geul, as Yishalmi said in Arib Sochim, B'teisi, B'talti, B'alti, U'lechachti, or as Chazal put it somewhere, hello, what's the good of someone giving you a becher, giving you a matana, if you have nowhere to put it? Without the Hevesi, going to Eretz Yisrael, we're in Golos, it's Gunushver. It's not whatever. Therefore, we show at the beginning of the Seder our Chukka Gaguim to the fifth cup, which is the cup of Eliyahu's Mavasar Agu'ullah, etc., etc. And therefore, you don't got to be a genius. The Hevesi, 424, is Gimashi Mashiach Bindam. Alternatively, in many Kehillos Kodesh Yisrael, when do they pour the Kais of Elio, the Kais of Hevesi? What? That's in Reform. Amongst Orthodox Jews, either before Shvech HaMelech, or many people right after the third cup. Why after the third cup? Because you don't got to be a genius. The four cups, Ark Mechuvin, Keneged, where we have four in Judaism. Hello, Yudke Vovke. And the third cup is the cup of the letters Vav. And what is Vav? Fifth cup. Hey, got to do with what we're talking about. Because you remember the Yankov Avinu in five places is written Yaakov Mole Vav and Elio, Elia, Choser Vav. Because Yankov took a maskin from Elio, they should come in Vassar, the Gula for Kinder. And therefore, five and four is a remez of. Moreover, I'm just saying that from Rabbi Friedman and Nagash Pitzmoyridi. The Teres Yeshua. By every gate, by the door, there's 944 klovim that are negative powers, right? And the Eis Yitzias Mitzrayim, these klovim, I've said this like a thousand times. One of the things I hate in Presswich is these Jewish people walking around with, it drives me up a twist, right? It's like, huh? I've seen over and over. You first have a dog, take off the shetel, get divorced, and then become fried. Anyway, to cut on the story. So these tough, kuf, mem, dalid, klovim, roim, they were suddenly, like, they're on the ball when it comes to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because it says, v'yashuva v'yachnu lifnei what? Lifnei pi hachiris. And there it says, Leyechra Piachiris is the Baal Tzvoin is Gimachia Kelev Ro. And therefore, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, it says, the Lechol B'nei Yisrael, Leyechras Kelev L'Shoini, the tough, Kuf, Mem, Dalet, Klovim, Roim, Vaklovim, Azei Nefesh, which is Gimachia Reshes Dam, which is the blood, etc., etc. Right? Hello? And therefore, just like Merkova Shlim, everyone knows, is Gimachia Vamiz Yankov David, Merkova Tmeya is Gimachia Baltzfoin, with all of its treif and hint. And what? Who is the ticket? Who fights? Whose name is Gimachia 52, which is the Azel Umazel of Kelev? Elio! Elio is the Kelev of Kedusha, opposite the Kelev Ra of Baal Tzfoin. Remember, that the brother of Eshes Rabbi Meir was taken in captivity by the Roman Yamashimim, and they wanted to Kfelach, and there was a Shoimer, the guard. And in this prison, in this Tfisa, there was dogs that are man eaters, mention pressers. Remeir came to take him out of captivity. So what did he do? He gave him a wad of cash. And he said, half for you, and half for you as a bribe to, if the government gets involved, you could just liyachat kelev l'shoyni, liyachat skill. Right? So he says, I'll skit and fine, kozman, the cash is in hand. Once I spend it and the government finds out then, I'm stuck. He said, all you got to do is say, eleko de meir anani. Twice, and you'll be safe. Hello? He tried to check it out, because he's a goy, you know, Gamunas Rucham felt him. He took a pile of whatever, clod of earth, threw it at the Klovim. The Klovim come racing to him. He said, he called the mayor Anani, and they stopped in the tracks, went back to where they came from. So he took the geld, he freed Remeir's brother-in-law, hello? And later the government Taka found out, and they went to hang him. He's standing there on the gallows, and he says, Elikod de Meir Aneni, twice, and he was, what is Elikod de Meir Aneni, Bigimachia, 472? And he said it twice. How much is 472 times 2? Hello? 9, what? 9, which is tough, kuf, mem dalid, which is the amount of klovin, because that counts around that. And the whole arich, I got no time to halarichas. The ikur is, what do you do when you say shvich hamoscha that the chovin hanikalbin the chatzifin shouldn't come into our house to paralyze? We say this by Elio, who neutralizes the right, and we open the delas. And as the Pesach Shalom Belzer said, delas is gimatria two times bira. The base of Mikdash is called bira, and the base of Mishal Maila and Lamata two times bira is gimatria. Delas, hello, I have no time to elaborate. And Delas is Gimachia Mashiach ben David Mole, etc., etc., etc. Oh, I've had the time. Which is, you take the word Eretz, Chesed Hashem Molo Ha'oret, the Mili of Eretz is also Gimachia Mashiach ben David 434 Mole, which is, what, Mole Chol Ha'oretz, etc., 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 which is Gimachia Chesed din rachm, when you have the chesed dinim, tchsodim and rachmim, which is what Pinchas did in this week's parsha, then you're able to open the shar and the delas, etc., etc. Okay. So far, so good. Now I could begin the shir, but I have no time. But just a kitzur, what I would have spoken about if I had the time. One of the inyonim in Elio is in the schus of what Pinchas did, the maisek and this week's parsha, he was promised that he'll be in the mevaser, the seif yomim, right? What happens when Eliyahu Navi comes? What is his role? One of these, Tadad is Malam, it's Chusin Kal Yisrael, and he opens up the Pesach and Shar, both in the Shemayim and the Pesach and Shar in Yiddish Haaretziv, Heishilev Avos Albonin, the Chulu V'Chulu. He also appoints the Sanhedrin, which, by the way, if memory serves me correctly, in Avos Yisrael. Shoytim V'Shoytir V'Zgimatria Pesach V'Shar, 1004, etc. But he's also, remember Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh, and who I leish dvorim aneich, he's kvapeh. So the Eibush said, who yeh lecha lepeh? Who does that refer to? Aaron. It says in Targum Yonis, Aaron was the, what's the word, the mouthpiece, the spokesman for Moshe in Mitzrayim, the Pari, etc., etc. When Mashiach will come, and who is going to be Mashiach? Yodua. At Kiyovai Shiloh, Shiloh is Gimachia Moshe. I, he's from Shevet Levi, of the Chaim of Mashiach, will be called from David and Moshe, and then he will be Megala, all the secrets of Torah, but it will be too lofty, too exalted. Klal Yisrael won't be able to understand, because the Torah Chadoshim Iti Teitze is already the Shar Hanun. In this world, Moshe Rabbeinu only understood Ma'at, Memtes, Mashe Enkein La'asulavim, the Yitzgalus of Niflois to Nunplois. Who will be the one who will bring the Nunplois to Klal Yisrael? Eliyahu. Right? Therefore, we have a principle throughout Shas, Teiku. Teiku stands for, unlike Rebbe Yaakov Emden, who's Ma'ar, but it's where the Sforim HaKadosh, I have no time to elaborate, I don't want to talk about. The emes is that we have a principle that Elio and Novi will, because then it'll be the time that all the flow is to be able to be revealed. And you know what Teiku is? It's a kitzer of Tikkun. Tikkun is the Teiku, that which remains standing, that which is we're not in this world at the moment. There'll be a Tikkun, and then Eliyahu will come and be Mavasar the Gula. Why Dafke Eliyahu? I have no time about that. It's pretty tragic. I feel like my socks are Herbidisha. There's a Pnei Yeshua in Brochus, it's a gewaldige Pnei Yeshua. I've discussed this many times. What is the Gimachi of Teiku? Pnei Yeshua doesn't say that, I'm just adding. What is the Gimachi of Teiku? 560. So when you go to your therapist, right, and he puts you on the couch, and you have to have association, what is the first thing a Yid thinks about 516? What? Okay, hello, Earth. Reschanel Hashem. How many times did Moshe daven? 550. Communion, Tzvila, Communion, Shira, the Lord. Chazal say, Al Tosef daven one more time, and he would have cracked. How much is, who's the mathematician? 115 plus 1? 516. What's the cheshbon of 516? Says the Bnei Shulim and Brachas, because there's Elikim, Midas Adin, and there's in the Nevuah of Yecheskel the six Sorim of Chema Af Mashkas that the Gemara discusses. Hello, yeah, which represents the six Yemei Zachol. How much is 6 times 86? You got to work fast, Yecheskel. 516. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted through the 6 times shape. That's the 6 days of Yemei Zachol. In the Mizmer, you say, what do you call it again? You say in the weekdays, Elikim Yuchanenu Yuchenu. How many times do you say Elikim? 6. How many times do you say in Yom Aleph the Brachos? Elikim? 6. How many times in the neck, what do you say on Shabbos? Torah Hashem Tamim and those three psukim. How many times Havaya?
6.
Because Havaya is the 6 times Havaya, Mamtik, the 6 times Elikim, of 5. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Mamtik, the Gevuras, and turn it to 516. Hello, which is Teiku, and to answer all the, right? And the Abraham said, Al Toysef, right? But that will happen when Leoana becomes, and Tishbi Yataris, Kuchis Vabayas, and I have no time to elaborate, but the Iker is that in these the Shabbosses of Bein HaMetzorim, which we explain is the Ayabachina of the Avo and the Yira, which comes, the Yiri Lo, which comes from it, which is Avoid of Ischaskos and Amelus Fatoira, and in, by the way, how many Aleph are there in the Pasuk? Abba Lashem Manachno Alachinu.
6.
6, which is the Shish Alfi Shin, the Alma, which is the Tzaras of Kal Yisrael. When a Yid sees the Tzaras that Yidin are going through, whether in Eretz Yisrael, in Manchester, of Chomokim Shehem, we say, Abba Lashem Manachno Alachinu, Ashreinu Bezoras Nafshei, Bezchan Le'elevi B'lei Shemalu. So Al Kain, all this negativity comes, that's Nachnu, B'nei Yishechun Nachnu, right? When and the David HaMelech in Israel says, "Hoisali dim osi lechem yom v'layla dim osi scrambled letters said in Svarim Hakdeshim." I can't remember where. Dim osi is the same osi as Ad Mosai. When the Yid gives like a shrei ben Amitzorim, Ad Mosai uzcha b'shvi mitzvato v'yatzar, and he's misastic in the Torahs of Kol Yisrael, and he's misakin it through Avos HaTorah and Avos Reyim and Avos Yisrael and Avos Hashem Yisvara. Then we come to Bizoichad Hineni. Yeah.